Welcome to DNB College. Today we're rebuilding an old school DNB breakbeat so it carries real low end pressure. And then we're arranging it properly in Ableton Live 12 so it works like a track element, not just a loop. This is a big one. Because in drum and bass, especially in old school, jungle, rollers, and darker halftime adjacent stuff, the break is not decoration. It is the identity. It's the pulse, the attitude, the movement, the thing that makes the tune feel alive. If the break has pressure, the whole record feels deeper, faster, and more expensive. If it doesn't, even a strong bass line can feel flat. So the goal here is not to overprocess a loop. The goal is to rebuild the hierarchy. Kick, snare, ghost notes, hats, room tone, all with a clear job. We want the break to hit hard, leave space for the sub, and still breathe like a human performance. Start with a source break that already has something useful in it. An amen variant, a funky drummer style loop, or an old school break with a strong snare and some top end motion. Don't pick something weak and try to rescue it with processing. Choose a break that already has character. That's the shortcut. Import it into an audio track and decide what role it's going to play. For this lesson, treat it like the main loop identity first. If it can stand on its own, it will translate much better once the bass and atmosphere come in. Trim the clip so the downbeat lands cleanly on the grid. If you need warp, use it carefully. A little human push is part of the style, but the first bar still needs to feel solid for phrasing. In DNB, the snare is usually the emotional anchor, and the kick has to read as an actual pulse, not just a click. Now break it apart. You can use slice to new MIDI track if the loop is dense, or manually edit the audio if you want more control. What we're looking for is a hierarchy. Main kick hits, main snares, ghost notes, hats, and tail fragments. Don't treat every hit like it matters equally. That's one of the fastest ways to flatten the groove. The main snare should be the headline. Ghost notes should create motion. Hats and shuffles should glue the rhythm together. And if a transient is slightly late or slightly early, don't be afraid to nudge it. Tiny timing moves in DNB can create menace, swing, or drag. Those micro shifts matter. A good workflow here is to group your layers clearly, or at least name them clearly. Kick, snare, ghosts, tops. Keep it simple and clean. That makes the rest of the process much faster. Next, we rebuild the bottom end. Most old breaks do not give you enough modern low-end pressure on their own, especially if you want the tune to stand beside a sub-bass in a modern mix. So add a kick layer beneath the break. Keep it short, functional, and focused. You're not designing a new drum sound here. You're giving the break more authority. A solid starting chain on that kick layer is a QA to clean muddy low mids, then drum boss for a bit of drive, and a touch of saturator if you need more weight. Keep the decay short enough that it doesn't blur the bass. If the kick starts making the whole break feel slower, it's too long or too loud, back it off. What to listen for here is simple. The kick should feel deeper, not just bigger. And the low end should still leave room for the sub to speak clearly. That's the balance. Now shape the snare so it hits like a statement. Old school DNB snare sound needs body, crack, and a little bit of room feeling. If the source snare already has character, enhance it rather than replacing it. If it needs help, layer in a body hit, a snap layer, or a tiny bit of noise, but keep it controlled. A Q8 can help you add a little chest around 180 to 250 Hz if the snare feels thin. If it bites too hard, trim some harshness around 4 to 8 kHz. Saturator can thicken the tail without making it sound fake. And a light glue compressor can tighten the layered snare without flattening it. You've got two valid flavors here. One is raw and old school, with more transient grit and less compression. The other is a little more modern and pressure-led, with tighter control and more polish. If the bass line is already aggressive, lean raw. If the arrangement is sparse and you want the drums to carry more weight, go tighter and more controlled. Trust the tune. Now, ghost notes. Don't delete them unless they're genuinely muddy. Ghost notes are often what make these breaks feel alive. They create the little pockets of tension between the backbeats. The rule is simple. The main snare should dominate, and the ghost notes should be felt more than heard in the full mix. Lower their level. Trim any low mid clutter if needed. If a ghost hit is useful rhythmically, but too heavy tonally, strip some body away and let it act like texture instead. That's a classic DNB move. Keep the timing. Lose the weight. What to listen for now is whether the loop still feels alive in solo, but doesn't clutter the groove once the full mix starts forming. If the ghost notes disappear completely, you've gone too far. If they're competing with the snare, you've left them too loud. Once those key pieces feel right, route the break through a drum bus. This is where the loop, becomes one coherent machine instead of a pile of parts. A simple stock device chain works really well here. A Q8 first to clean any obvious boxiness, especially in the 250 to 450 Hz range if the brake is getting cloudy. Then glue compressor for just a little cohesion, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. After that, drum bus or saturator for density and edge. Then another EQ if you need to tame anything that got too sharp. Keep this restrained. The aim is cohesion, not destruction. Overcompressing can kill the kick snare contrast that makes DNB move forward. And that contrast is everything. Why this works in DNB is because the drum bus helps the brake feel like one physical object. When the bass line comes in, the groove has to feel like a single weapon, not separate elements fighting for space. A glued brake sits much better in a club mix, and it translates with much more authority. At this point, print or resample the brake. This is the moment where you stop endlessly tweaking and start making music with a result. Resampling turns the brake into a performance asset. It also helps you commit to decisions, which is important. Advanced DNB sessions often get stuck, because producers keep refining the same two-bar loop forever instead of moving the arrangement forward. Once you have a printed version, chop it into phrases, two bars, four bars, whatever makes sense. Then create variation. Remove a kick on bar 4, add a snare drag into bar 8, leave a small gap before the phrase restarts, add a reverse tail into the next section. These tiny changes are what turn a breakbeat into a real track structure. Now bring in the bass and judge the relationship in context. Don't trust the break in solo anymore. The real question is whether the kick, snare, and bass are each occupying their own lane. Usually the kick should have short wait and a clear transient. The bass should fill around and after the kick, the snare should own the backbeat without swallowing the bass movement, and the hats and atmosphere should stay out at the edges, keeping motion without crowding the center. If needed, carve room in the bass with a Q8, especially around the area where the kick speaks. If the brake has too much low thump, high pass the brake bus carefully somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz, depending on the source and the bass roll. Don't strip it too hard unless the sub is doing all the heavy lifting. You still want the brake to feel like it has body. What to listen for here is whether the kick still arrives cleanly when the bass comes in. If the bass seems to swallow the drum, the hierarchy is wrong. And if the brake suddenly sounds hollow the moment you unmute the bass, that's a sign the low end is fake weight, not usable weight. Always check the core in mono too. The center needs to stay stable. Keep the fundamental weight of the kick and snare near mono, and reserve width for hats, atmospheres, and effects. Now let's shape the phrase. Build an 8-bar loop that has a clear arc. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are full groove. Bars 3 and 4 drop a little density. Bars 5 and 6 bring back the energy with a variation. Bars 7 and 8 lead into the turnaround with a fill, a drag, or a reverse texture. This matters because the brake should breathe like a DJ tool. Even if it's heavy, it still needs phrasing. If every bar is identical, the energy flattens out and the drop loses momentum. A great move is to create one little hole before a section change. A missing kick, a short fill, or a snare tail spilling into a reverse atmosphere can make the next phrase feel much bigger. Often, removing a hit does more than adding another layer. Since this lesson lives in the atmosphere's area, use that to your advantage. Add short, dark ambient stabs, reverse cymbals, filtered noise, or smoky textures that support the break without smearing it. High pass them aggressively if they cloud the low mids. Let them swell into transitions, not sit on top of the groove the whole time. The contrast is what sells it. A clean, pressure-heavy break in the main groove, then a dirty atmospheric lift at the end of a phrase. That makes the arrangement feel deeper without washing out the impact. A few pro habits will help here. If the break feels too polite, don't immediately pile on more processing. Sometimes the hardest move is to remove one obvious hit and let space do the work. If the groove gets stiff, check whether you overcleaned the ghost notes. That tiny smear between hits is often what keeps old-school breaks breathing. And if you can't decide between two processing directions, make both. Put one in the first drop and one in the second drop. Variation across the tune is usually more useful than chasing one perfect chain forever. For heavier, darker DNB, one very effective trick is to print a dirtier version of the breakthrough saturator and drum bus, then blend it quietly under the cleaner version. That gives you density around the transient and tail, without obvious distortion on top. You can also isolate a bit of room tone from the break, high pass it, and tuck it underneath as a subtle texture bed. That creates menace without clutter. Another useful reminder, keep the kick short and authoritative and let the sub be the long note. In dark DNB, the kick opens the doorway, and the bass fills the room. If both are trying to be the low-end hero, the groove gets muddy fast. So the big picture is this. You start by choosing a break with real character. You rebuild the hierarchy so the kick, snare, ghost notes, and tops each have a role. You add low-end pressure with a careful kick layer. You glue the drum bus just enough to make it feel like one machine. You resample it, shop it into phrases, and then arrange it so it actually drives the track. Then you check it against the bass, in mono, in context, and make sure the whole system breathes together. If the result is right, the break should feel gritty, controlled, and alive. It should carry the drop on its own, and then lock with the bass like they were made for each other.